And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And we're taking a break from Open Line as of right now, as we have in from Sun Group Auctioneering and Real Estate, we have Keith Beaumont. I wish I could talk right now. Keith Beaumont. And good morning. How are you doing, man?
Good morning. Doing good this morning.
I've been having some pretty good conversation about off air what we're doing this weekend, you know, watching the Super Bowl and just having lots of food at the Super Bowl, which is always always a lot of fun, and then just also having friends there as well and watching the commercials. It should be its own holiday is what it should be.
It should. I'm looking forward to it. We always have fun at Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Even if your team doesn't make it the Super Bowl, it's just it's an event.
It's still fun to watch.
It's an event. Yeah. Unless it's a blowout.
But
I will say the last couple Super Bowls have been really good Super Bowls, really close ones. So
they have been. They've been fun to watch.
I remember back in the 90s, man, used to have some awful Super Bowls,
right.
Cowboys blowing out the Bills twice, and then of course the Bills losing four Super Bowls, which ended up being called the "Boy, I Love Losing Super Bowls." That's what Bill stood for. So, I know Bills fans don't want to hear that. So, all right, well, Keith, let's go ahead and get started. Before we get started on our main topic, though, is we have some properties to look at this week, correct?
Yep. Still going to talk about that 4300 ranch that we got just south of Longton. It's in Elk County. Longton is. It's a pretty accessible ranch. It's all of it's just all there together. So you got good county roads that surround the whole property. It's all pretty easily accessible. It got approximately about 14 pastures, ranging from 115 to 480 acres. So you can do some rotational grazing on it. Of course, a lot of ponds and stuff like that. So that's that one. We also got an auction coming up, in El Dorado. It's on, the March the 3rd. It's a 110-acre farm on Harrison Creek, just 4 miles east of the El Dorado Lake. And it's got a pretty good mixture of some bottom crop ground, about 50-plus acres, native bluestem pasture, about 30-plus acres, and then about 30-plus acres of timber. So if anyone's interested in that, you know, just get a hold of me. I'd be glad to give you some more information on that. So... we also got, as far as personal property goes, we got one of those that we now have scheduled for March the 26th. This one's going to be up in El Dorado, but we'll have some good things in that one. We're going to have a lot of guns, lots of ammunition will be in that auction. So if you're into guns and ammunition, that's one that you don't want to miss. And we'll get some more things posted online, pictures and a list of what all will be in there. But we're still getting that all put together right now. So he'll have a little Ford tractor in there, some implements. You know, he's got a disc, a little 3-point disc, grappler. What else has he got? He just got a good array of stuff. There's a shop there, so it's full of different things in it. There's a couple... zipper lawnmowers, zero turns, the great big ones. He's got two of those that'll be in the auction. You know, just like I said, a lot of shop stuff, chains, boomers, be some tools and stuff like that. You know, so anyways, yeah, it'll be a good one to check out. We'll get it up on the website here soon, maybe by next week, but we'll keep everybody kind of posted on that. We're working on that. We're trying to get it all put together now, so... but within the next week or week and a half, we should have it posted. But should be a good one.
And obviously, you can keep it updated every time you come on every Friday. You obviously keep the listeners updated on that as well. So we look forward to that. All right. So we're going to today talk about real estate auctions. And, of course, you know, there's all kinds of different auctions. There's auctions where you just auction, you know, like the auction that we hold every year where we auction off items. But real estate auction, that's a little bit different. So what is a real estate auction?
Well, a real estate auction sometime might be seen as it's being done because of a foreclosure or maybe a tax sale or something. But many real estate auctions come from a seller just wanting to sell their property fast. And so it don't always mean that, but sometimes people will think that that's what's going on. Auctions allow a seller to eliminate long-term carry costs and allow the buyer to purchase the property at fair market value. And, you know, we say fair market value because it's what everyone's there and willing to pay for it. You know, it's not a price that someone just came up with. I mean, it's what everyone's willing to pay for it. So it's fair market value. An auction's a good way to get that in anything, personal property or real estate or any of that stuff. Some real estate auctions will happen online or the more traditional way, which is live in-person auction, which most people around here prefer. And you see a lot more of those, I guess. But we're seeing more online auctions than we ever have before. And so those certainly are appropriate in certain situations, too. So, but either way, so...
Well, I like you said, most people around here prefer the live auction. I think it's just the excitement of it being out there, you know, and hearing it the is. Caller and just kind of getting that rush that people like being out there. And plus just being out, being out and about. That I think that's what people actually really like about live auctions around this area.
Yeah, it's true. And I talked to a guy the other day. He used to go with his wife to auctions, and it was more of just a social gathering for them. They looked forward to it. That's where they met a lot of good friends, they said, there, and they looked forward to it. Every time there was an auction every weekend, that's what they went and did, you know. So it was just the camaraderie of being there with your friends, you know, and having something to go do that was exciting and, you know, something outdoors. I mean, so a lot of people have their own reasons for going, but that was their story, so...
So what makes a real estate auction a little bit different from other methods of selling?
Well, a real estate auction is kind of an innovative way of selling your real estate, and a very effective way, too, I might add. It is both intense and a fast way of selling your piece of property. Like, you know, we were mentioning, I mean, you know, obviously getting the excitement of all the bids and all that, you know. So the live auctions... you know, we'll conduct them at a public sale through open live bidding, which if we was doing something like that, we would do in our office in Fredonia. We've talked about that before. We have room in there to get people in there, so we can do our real estate auctions inside there. It's nice, big, and open in there. So we'd do something like that with it. Of course, online auctions are conducted well online. So either way, though, both have competitive bidding. And that keeps it intense and makes for a faster sell of your property. So real estate auctions, definitely something to look at, especially if you're in any type of hurriedness to get something sold. So
yeah, because sometimes you'll put, you know, a property up and you'll wait months and months and months before somebody buys it at an auction.
Yeah.
Those people are there, and it will sell quick.
That's right. There's a date set, so you know that, you know, we're going to sell it on this certain date. So
right.
It's a good option to think about. And, you know, and then you talk about personal property auctions, same thing. I mean, you know, you'll see people that have a whole bunch of stuff, and it's overwhelming to them. What am I going to do with all this? And I got to move, and I might got 30 days to get out or something, you know, and they got all this stuff. Well... That's a good time to have an auction because we can put all that stuff together and it'll be gone in one day. You know, we'll have everything out of there for you.
Don't have to worry about it anymore.
You'll have a pile of stuff to nothing. So
and a little bit of cash, too.
There you go. Exactly, yes. And you don't have to mess with all that.
Right.
That's what some people, you know, look at it. But it's true because, you know, think if you were selling all that stuff individually and how you might sell it. I mean, if you put it online or advertise it, however you did, but you had to go meet with people individually. Think of all the time that takes, you know, of yours to do that. So an auction is really a good option for that. Because once you start thinking about your time and your time's worth something, all your time that you have, you know, missing with that stuff, meeting with people and stuff like that, it adds up. So it makes sense in so many cases just to do an auction and have it all out and done in just one day. So
that's right. Get it done. They take their stuff, you know, that they bought in, that's now out of your hair, and you're ready to move on to something else. So
right.
So if I am a seller, how will an auction benefit me?
Well, some of those things are, well, the buyers come prepared to buy. You know, the property is selling on a certain date, like I just mentioned. So so that's very much a benefit. You know when that property is going to sell. Auction generally means a quicker sell, so that reduces your long-term carry costs, including tax and maintenance. And that's something to think about, because if you're maintaining that property, maybe you've moved or whatever, but you're still paying for it. You know, that could set on the market for maybe many months. So, again, an option, you know, would be a real estate auction. So, you know, you can get it done and quick, over with it fast, and you're not paying for, you know, someone to take care of that property for you, and you're not certainly paying taxes on it. So, something to think about there too. And kind of assures that your property will be sold at true market value. That's another thing. We talked about that earlier, true market value, you know, with the people that show up and bid on it. I mean, how much more true market value can you get than that? It exposes the property to a large number of pre-qualified buyers. That'd be another thing. Accelerates the sale because we're setting a date for it to be sold on. And it creates competition among buyers. Auction prices can exceed the price of negotiated sales. So that's something else to think about. Auction can go anywhere, you know. So requires the buyers to pre-qualify for financing. So when we do these auctions, you know, we're not selling subject to financing. They need to have all their finances in place. So that's another process, you know, you won't have to go through and see if someone gets qualified. They'd have to be qualified before the auction. So, you know, the seller knows exactly when the property's going to sell. Obviously, we kind of talked about that earlier. We've set a date, so you know when it's going to be sold. And also another thing, it kind of takes the seller out of the negotiation process. You know, they won't be doing that. We'll be doing that in, you know, a live form with everybody in there bidding. Right. So, yeah.
Got and, the less stress of doing negotiations.
Yeah, so. Exactly. You kind of just get it all out there in the table, you know. So, and it ensures we'll be doing an aggressive marketing strategy that increases interest and gives lots of visibility. And that's something that we'll do, because if we haven't, say, if we're going to have an auction in 6 weeks, we got to get on it. And we've got to advertise that thing really aggressively so we can get the word out, you know. But you can ensure that that's something to expect if we're doing an auction.
Absolutely. So what are the benefits of being a buyer at the auction? Obviously, if you're a seller, you're selling stuff, so you got to have buyers there. So what are the benefits to being a buyer at an auction?
Well, some of them, well, let's just say, I mean, a lot of smart investments are made as properties usually purchased at a fair market value. You know, like we were talking earlier, it's what people will give. So usually if you're buying it for that, it's a fair market price. So you can, you know, be at ease at that, I think. I think that's something to think about. The buyers, the buyer knows that the seller's committed to sell. That would be something else. Buyers determine the purchase price. You know, everyone that's in that room bidding on it or online, however that may be, just people's going to be the ones that determine that price. So we talked this earlier, a second ago, auctions eliminate long negotiations because we're basically putting all the negotiations out there in a very transparent way. So that's another benefit, I think. Auctions reduce time to purchase property since there is a set date. You know exactly when you'd be able to buy that property. Purchasing and closing dates are known. You're going to know that before we even get started and before we even sell the property. Obviously, you know the purchasing date because you're going to be there at the auction, but then we'll have the closing dates ready. So, and then also buyers know that they are competing fairly on the same terms as other buyers. So that's another big one. Everyone's in the same, if we're doing one live, that is, everyone's in the same room and has the same opportunity as the next person.
Yeah, everybody so, on equal footing.
Yep, exactly. So, and buyers receive important information on the property, And hear other buyers' concerns, questions at the auctions that other buyers may have. I mean, it's all just pretty open. So,
all right. So again, those are the benefits of being a buyer at the auction. So, what are? Yeah. Go, were you about to say something?
Okay.
So, what are the different types of real estate auctions that are available? There's different. There's a couple of different.
Well,
kinds.
There's different ways that we do it. There could be an auction where we say it's an absolute auction. So absolute auction, the property is sold to the highest bidder regardless of the price. Since a sale's guaranteed, usually the buyers are pretty, the excitement and the buyers are involved in the auction are usually pretty high since it's absolute. This kind of sale gets a lot of attention from the marketplace and just everyone because everyone knows it will sell. And somebody will be the new owner by the end of the night. Many sellers and now even you can even a lot of government agencies. I know an auctioneer that does some of that stuff. They're doing the same thing. They're doing these absolute auctions now where there used to be reserves on things. Well, they're not doing that no more. They're just putting them out there absolute. Sure gets a lot more interested people. And so they're finding that there's a lot more benefit in it than to put a reserve on something. So that method is being used more often than not, believe it or not. So the other type of auction is one that I was just kind of mentioning a little bit about is reserve auction. And it's an auction that is selling with owner's confirmation. In this scenario, the highest bid is more like an offer, not a guaranteed sell. In this kind of auction, the seller reserves the right to accept or reject the highest bid. The seller will usually make their decision there, you know, within minutes after getting the highest bid. And when we advertise these auctions, we will disclose if the property is selling absolute or if the property is selling with owner's confirmation. These kind of announcements, you know, can be found in the auction terms. On the property advertisement, you know, rather if you see it online or maybe a sell bill, just go to the auction terms. It'll tell you in there how the property is going to be sold. It might be sold absolute. There's no reserve. But then maybe there's a property that's going to sell with owner's confirmation and it's going to go through the owner before we actually can say that it's sold.
Right. And the question I want to have about that, which ones do you see more often? Do you see more absolute or do you see more reserve?
You know, I think in, real estate, you know, usually you see more of that reserve, which that's probably a lot more understandable mm-hmm. because, you know, there's typically a lot of money involved on something like that. Right. So, but it's always a reserve that I've never seen one so far that's just been something that's unreasonable. They're all reasonable. They're all within the fair market value. And usually there's never an issue getting past that reserve. But we always ask, you know, the seller, we like to do it that way, you know, that they're okay for selling it that way. And sometimes, you know, it happens real quick. I can get to the number and look right at the seller and I don't even have to take a recess and go talk to them. They'll just say, yep. And they'll shake their head and it's over with. And sometimes some people want to take a little recess from the auction and we'll go back and talk about it. So they completely understand and that's fine too. So, but either way, you know, real quick, you know, one of them kind of auctions, but you know, and personal property auctions, most of those that I do, there's not a reserve on things, you know, they're absolute auctions. So, I think, you know, maybe back in the past, far back before I even did it, there was probably a lot more reserves, you know, from stories I've heard. But I'm just not seeing that so much today. You know, it's more of an absolute auction. And I like it that way. I think mm-hmm. it, you know, it makes people more excited to be there. And, you know, not everything has a reserve on it. So about all the ones we do, I never really have a reserve on stuff. I'm not saying I never have, but more often than not, it's an absolute auction.
Yeah, absolute. Because when you say sold, that means it is sold. You know, that's it. You know, yeah. It's over. So
right.
So we're starting to get a little close on time. So in closing, what would you like to say to everybody out there about auctions?
If anyone has any questions about auctions in either real estate or personal property, we talked a little bit about that today, just give me a call and I'd be happy to talk with you. And that goes for listing a property as well. Maybe you're better off to list your property and do it more of a traditional way like that instead of an auction. Just give me a call if you have any questions or thinking about selling your home or land. Just get a hold of me. We can come out and take a look at it and let you know what we think. And maybe we say that it's better to have an auction, or maybe it's better to list. But auctions are, for sure something that some people should look at when it comes to even to real estate, not just personal property, but real estate too.
All right. And before we get out of here today, we would love to hear an auction chant from you.
Okay, here we go. Hey, but all right, sir, dear, you're down, but I'm going to get bored. I two and up the river to get a five, but I don't know how to get 7.5, 7 up the river to get a 10, 10, 10, but I'm going to get a 10, 7 up the river to get a 10. Sold it to you, 7.5, but I'm on bidder number. How about 6:90 a.m.?
Yay! All right. So, well, again, Keith, thank you so much for coming in today. We love having you guys on every Friday. And we will talk to you again next Friday.
All right. See you then.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. That's Keith Beaumont from Sun Group Auctioneering, Real Estate, and Appraisals. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690.